up. There's a bunch of it out here.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I love it.
It's just me.
Are you from around here?
Originally, I'm from New York.
Oh.
I've been here in Wisconsin for 15 years.
How do you winter here in a van? That's really rough.
It's tough.
You do winter here? How do you keep your van warm without electricity?
That heater right there.
Oh, what is that? A little
No, bro, I just bought propane for it.
Oh, it's propane?
Yeah.
How does that work for you?
Real good.
Be careful.
Oh, I know.
Be careful. Can I tell you a story? I met a man when I was out witnessing, and he told me that his father had passed away. And him and I got to talking, and I asked him, I said, can I ask how your dad passed away? He said he was living in his pickup truck. And he said he was like in the back of like a, not a camper, but just in the back with a cab.
Yeah.
And he had a propane heater and he was using it and it asphyxiated him.
See, I don't.
You have to be careful. Do you have a carbon monoxide detector?
No, but at night, I don't run that at night.
Okay. He was running his at night while he was sleeping.
No, I got plenty of blankets.
Blankets, you just curl up.
In the morning, I get up and I turn the heat on in the morning if it's chilly.
Yeah.
If it's not that cold, I don't even worry about
it. So do you stay right around here in La Crosse?
No, I'm here for an appointment. I got getting a new part of my leg today.
Oh, nice.
Over here at Hanger Clinic.
Oh, okay.
So I had to come into town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I said, I'm staying about almost 2 hours from here in La Crosse.
Ah, okay. So, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I gave you that gospel card.
Yeah.
And what's your first name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Ron.
R-O-N. Ron, I'm sorry. I have a little bit of bad ear. My name is Tupos. I gave you that gospel card, and I traveled and tell my neighbor and love my neighbor that the church systems are lying to people. They're not teaching the full truth and the real Savior. And the culture clearly is lost in the grips of Satan as well and not telling the truth. So I tell people that the only hope we have, where you and I look like we're about the same age. I'm 60.
65.
Okay, yeah, you got me beat by 5 years. Death is coming for us.
Oh, I know.
And you know why? Do you know why man has to die? Physically?
No.
Sin. Adam and Eve fell. God created a beautiful place. They fell. They couldn't obey him. But God sent us a redeemer in Christ Jesus who came and shed his blood and rose again to defeat death for you and I, Ron.
Right.
And it isn't universal, though. You don't get it by just believing. The Bible tells us that by faith in this glorious Savior who shed his blood and rose again, we have to repent. You know what repentance means? What does it mean?
It means to confess all your sins.
Confess them and also turn away from them.
But it's hard.
You got to leave them.
It's hard.
Yep. And then the Bible says
I got a crutch. I don't drink or do drugs.
Yeah. But you got to repent of all that. You got to turn from it. And then the Bible says you can be born from above by the Spirit of God when he's willing, when he sees a vessel that's willing to obey him. That's what happened to me. I used to be a worldly drunk, worldly partier, all this kind of stuff. And then the fruit that I was born again. See, a lot of people have this wrong in America. They think the fruit is you go to church and you sing some songs on Sunday morning.
That's fake.
That's fake. Yeah. Very good. That's lip service.
That's fake.
Yeah, that's lip service. Yeah. The fruit that you're born of God is like the Holy Spirit and his word is like your beacon home to him. And you're following his word and his way. So you're leaving sin. You come out of the culture. The van life is a great way to come out of the culture because you can be separate from the world. And if you don't like a spot, you just drive away.
I love it.
And then the Bible talks about holiness and obedience to follow Christ. That's our evidence. And then guess what? The other big lie in the world today in the church system is they tell you, Ron, raise your hand, say a prayer, get water baptized. Congratulations, you're going to heaven no matter what. The Bible says, Jesus taught, Paul taught, you got to endure every day. Have you ever been married, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. You're not married now. Did she pass away or?
No, I'm leaving. I'm in the middle of a real bad situation.
Okay.
Of a 15-year relationship. And that's why I'm living in my van.
Yeah, so relationships don't last sometimes.
No.
And so our faith in Christ and everything we're doing because of what he did has to endure to the end. And then at the end of your life, you're going to get to hear one of two things. Guess what they are? You're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Or you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you because we kept sin and iniquity. So my job, do you ever go on the internet? Mm-hmm. Don'tperish.com, you got that card.
Yep.
Got lots of resources there to help you. If you ever want a Bible study, if you ever want encouragement every day, I text people, I Bible study with them. We know saints all over the world. I travel full time. I street preach. Preaching right now.
That's cool. Yeah.
I street preach all over at events.
I believe I prayed this morning. I prayed before I went to bed last night.
Yeah.
And I prayed again when I got up this morning.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you've got a heart for God.
No.
And I want to encourage you in that, but can I warn you about something? Do you have a Bible?
No, I don't.
Do you want one?
Yeah, if you got one handy.
Will you read it if I give you one?
Sure.
I got a good King James Bible for you.
Yeah, sure.
I'll give you one. So let me just share something with you. John 9 says, and I think it's 9:32, it says, God does not hear the prayers of sinners. So think about that. If we keep living in willful sin, whether it's of the world or it's bad habits or bad thoughts or anything, does the blood of Christ really cleanse us if we keep living in them?
Not if we keep living in them.
Not if we keep living in them. So,
but he'll work with you.
He'll work with you, but I encourage you to flee all of those ways, all of unrighteousness. Flee everything that you know. And the Bible talks about we got to kill our flesh. See, our flesh is our enemy. The Satan is our enemy. The culture is our enemy. Man-made religion is our enemy. We got to kill all those things in us and follow after Christ with all that we are. Is that all that makes sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get you that, and then if I can ever help you.
I got to go.
I can ever help you, let me get that for you.
Yeah, I can. Let me keep the car.
Yep, hold on. Here, real quick, I'm going to write my name. You got my websites up. I'm going to write my name. I'm going to write my name in here with my phone number.
Is it don't perish?
Yep, don'tperish.com. 2-6-0-8. I'm going to give you my phone number. You can text me anytime for encouragement. And then that's my website, and I'm going to write don'tperish.com on here. And I encourage you to go in the Word, read. If I can encourage you. Oh, got to be in there. Get them out. I encourage you, read mostly in the New Testament, starting like with Matthew and forward. The Old Testament can be confusing for people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of knowledge and truth and wisdom. But start reading in the New Testament. See who Jesus is.
Okay.
Conform your life to him, follow after him, and I'm here to help you. Okay, Ron?
Thank you.
I love you.
Appreciate it.
All right, nice meeting you. I'm glad I met you.
Thank you.
Text me, email me anytime. I'd love to Bible study with you. I got brothers who'd love to encourage you. Seek the kingdom. Bye, Ron. All right, so I just was out in the parking lot. We had parked overnight here. Free place. We're customers. They let us park here. And I'm working on a van, and I hear a guy yelling, "Nice rig, nice rig." And I turn around, and it's an older man, my age is 65, in a white van. And you heard the whole conversation, pretty much. And he took a Bible. And so this is why we're out here in the world. As I say, I'm a broken record, but I'm going to say it again. And my brothers that go out in the world know this too. If I wasn't out in the world and I wasn't ready by the Spirit of God, all the glory goes to God, and I wasn't prepared with the gospel and prepared with a Bible and just out here ready to be used of God, none of that would happen. And so God is so gracious and merciful to people. By the way, that man, he had one leg and he was here to get his new leg adjusted. He's got like a mechanical leg. So God will give him legs, if not the physical leg back. God will give him legs to walk and to follow him and to seek him. So I just wanted to rejoice with me, saints, that we're in the right place at the right time, and God lets us encourage people, plant seeds, point them in the right direction, and he's got my email, my website, my phone number, and we're in the area, and he can go deep in the things of God and find eternal life and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Just wanted to share that with you. He actually showed me inside his van and everything. It was pretty awesome. All right, I got to go down the gospel road. More ministry to do. Love you all. God be praised.